'Tis marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 13. Oh, 13, are we tempting fate? Now, obviously, I need to see the chat. I literally, at 17:58 and 35 seconds, was on another call. Yet again, it's Saturday, isn't it? I keep thinking it could possibly be a Tuesday or something. It's chaotic, as ever. But there are good reasons for it to be chaotic, which I will relay to you. But in the meanwhile, I can see some of you in the chat. Mike said hello and now he's saying goodbye. He's got to take the dog out. That was you, not the dog. The dog's being adorable outside.
Somebody hasn't eaten. That will be the dog.
The dog hasn't eaten, so she's not happy. Go walk the dog. I will see you
later, Matt Bates.
We will see you soon, Mike. So, hello, Paul. Hello, Jonathan. I know it's a bit early for our Australian contingent, but fingers crossed they'll be with us by the end. So, how are we all? Mike and I are still well. What's the excitement been today? Amazon delivery. Now, Amazon delivery, they were leaving it in the porch. Now, not. He knocked on the door, wouldn't even touch the doorbell. So luckily I heard him knock. Mike was on yet another call. That one was funny, Jonathan. You would have appreciated that one. That was Mike teaching Mike's mother how to use Zoom, both in terms of being an attendee and as a host for the meetings. We're just going to leave that there. But she actually managed to get one of those custom backgrounds up and all kinds of stuff. So while we were on that call, the doorbell, somebody knocked on the door. So I'm cursing and I'm saying to Mike, this is ridiculous. He's ringing, he's knocking on the doorbell. And I opened the door with him stood there. But no, by the time I got down there, there was nothing in the porch. Now, obviously, I have to move the dog's bed and get the door open. Gets the door open to see two boxes left, him at the other side of the garden gate, about 12 metres away, doing hand signals of, sorry, can't open the door anymore. So they're now not allowed to touch the door handles, which saved me watching it, I'll grant you. And the parcel at least arrived. So I dragged it in, told the dog to wait after the little escapology the other night. And she did. She was very good. And dragged it in. If anybody's interested, it was essential supplies. Those essential supplies were, hand moisturiser. You all know why, don't you? Scrubbing at my hands, they're in a terrible state. So I managed to get some of that. And the only condiment that we use, because we don't use salt, but we do have apple cider vinegar. Can't tell you how expensive that stuff was. I think it's an average bottle is something like probably about 150ml, something like that. And it's about £5. So I bought 5 litres of it. Looks like engine oil. But I'm sure it'll taste absolutely fine. So if anybody needs the apple cider vinegar, I have a lot. But that arrived. So that was our excitement. Yes, apple cider vinegar. I must admit, if you put it with... Now, this is going to sound disgusting. It doesn't taste quite as bad as it sounds. If you put it with some virgin olive oil, you can actually drink it. And it's supposed to be good for you. So I have taken to putting it on my salad. I don't have any salad dressing or anything like that. We must admit, I've had a fraction of mayonnaise today, but that's very unusual. Don't usually have any of that. And then when I finish the salad at the bottom of the bowl, there's some cider vinegar with virgin olive oil. And I use a spoon. And yeah, it tastes okay. And I'm still all right. I'm still alive. So that's the idea. It is beautiful with salad. It is very nice. I actually like putting the cider vinegar with apples as well, because it is apple cider vinegar and it tastes really nice. So I pretty much put that on everything apart from porridge. But if this continues, might try it on the porridge as well. So that was the majority of our excitement, but it's not all our excitement. It's our excitement up to now. The rest of my day was me being dragged unceremoniously out of bed by the priest. This live streaming thing, people are demanding it. His public is demanding it. Him? Not quite so keen. Like last seen legging it for the hills. I have tried explaining it's not that bad. But he won't be told. So he managed to persuade the deacon to record him doing mass. And he was being dragged into this mass, kicking and screaming. Now, our priest is renowned for finishing Mass pretty much before most others have got started. We do have another visiting priest and he takes about an hour, which is about average for a Mass. This mass has come through on video and I'm thinking, I dread to think how big this is going to be. And it was less than a gig. And I thought, how long did he talk for? 15 minutes. In fact, I think 15 minutes and a couple of seconds. Let me have a look. I've got it open here. Where are we? Don't want to press play. You might hear it. And God forbid you did. 15 minutes and 8 seconds. Which I do think is a world record for dispensing with mats. I haven't got it edited yet, but when I do, I'll make sure you get a link. Right, let's have a look. After all this is over, I'm going to try and eat fresh more often. You've inspired me. Jonathan, I can't tell you the level of garbage I used to eat. As a student, I was lethal. Then I got the wheat flour allergy, which came on all of a sudden when I was 21. That really threw me a curveball because the stuff that, you know, you can't just grab a sandwich or even grab a cracker or anything like that. Soup was a nightmare. So I couldn't even have soup. But my mum was luckily an absolute genius in the kitchen. I don't exactly take after her, sadly. But about 3 years ago, three and a bit years ago, Mike and I decided we were going to turn our lives around. And we just decided that we would cook everything fresh, which today, not the best idea we ever had, because we've got no tins in stock. So we've had to buy tin stuff for long life. But we dispensed with the oven because nothing got cooked. We got a tiny oven that went on a unit top. We replaced the big cooker with another fridge and everything was fresh. So I'm sure a while back you saw some stuff. What we do is every Friday, we just eat what we buy enough for the week. We eat it through to Friday. And whatever is in the fridge on a Friday night, that's dinner. Then Saturday, this is on a usual, in a usual lifetime, not this week, but in a usual lifetime, on a Saturday, Mike would then drag the stuff back in. So we restock, but we clean the entire fridge out first because there's nothing in it. I can't bear these fridges where stuff's been in it since forever. Oh, no. So both fridges get cleaned out on a Friday or a Saturday. We could be kosher, couldn't we, with two fridges? Excellent. And then everything is restocked again. But yes, we have kale, spinach, lots of salad, and all the stuff you saw in the picture that I put up yesterday. And it's all fresh. So lots of salad, lots of, we do have omelette. We do have asparagus. What else do we have? Mixed veg, a lot of mixed veg. We don't tend to freeze anything. The only thing we tried to freeze, and it's a bit tricky. It's a bit of a black art. The first time we tried it, it all went in the bin. But what we do have, we don't eat rice and we don't eat potatoes. So to replace the rice, we use cauliflower rice. And all cauliflower rice is a cauliflower run through a food processor. So it's all in like little bits. Some people eat it raw, but you can cook it. So we put it in a microwave in a bowl with cling film on, a couple of holes in the cling film. It takes about 8 minutes. It's absolutely gorgeous. It has none of that kind of fatty aspect that rice can have, or starchy. It's really, really nice. So the problem with it was, once you've got a cauliflower, you want it, they can be quite big. They can be quite random, to be honest. Mike's brought some in and said they're a bit small and they look like sprouts. But other times they're like footballs. So we wanted to try and freeze it. So we did. And then we tried cooking it. Didn't work. It was diabolical. The trick to it is, and we didn't know this, what we did was we froze it, took it out, let it defrost and then tried cooking it. It was like slime in a bowl. Don't do that. You need to cook it from frozen. So if you sling it in the microwave, just as if you'd freshly done it, and then heat it up in exactly the same way for exactly the same amount of time, it's fine. So we have that. I tend to put it with lamb mince. We like lamb mince, but it's really nice. Courgettes, absolutely. When we started this, which was 2016 in the autumn, we've been on it about 3 months, and courgettes are something that we had a lot of. Zucchini, to our American friends. And there was a worldwide shortage of courgettes. Well, I'm in hysterics because I'm saying to Mike, this is ridiculous. When we weren't eating as healthy, there was plenty of healthy stuff and all the other stuff you couldn't get. And now there is a worldwide shortage of courgettes. Why? It turned out to be weather related. But Nina the Ninja Shopper The woman shops 24/7. She's amazing. She disappeared out to Tesco's and found courgettes. And they were strictly limited. You could only get three. So pretty much like toilet rolls these days. She gets three courgettes and comes round. But because we're training all day, the doorbell's off. And the porch was closed that day. Normally the porch is wide open for all the deliveries. She couldn't get them through the letterbox, but she left them stuck out of the letterbox. Took a photo and texted it and said, just drop some courgettes in. So I said, I'll rescue them after my course. So these courgettes ended up sticking out the letterbox for about an hour. So yes, we love courgettes. Yes, that was a good one, that. The spiralizer. Yes, I have got a spiralizer. I must admit, we bought this spiralizer to do spiral carrots. We've never used it. I'm not sure it even saw the outside of the box. That's shocking, isn't it? It is there, though, so we'll try it, because at the moment we can't get any button carrots. What we do have is small button carrots, and we can't get any of those. So I think the spiralizer might see the light of day. Let's just say that. It might see the light of day. Anyway, that's the food aspect. We got a food delivery yesterday. We're still living off that. It was all the fresh stuff. But we're still short of toilet rolls. Well, Nina's got toilet rolls for us. But the toilet roll order is still pending. And what's the other thing that's pending? Oh, the dog food. But Nina sorted that out as well. Nina's amazing. As I say, she knows every shop. She said to us when she brought the second lot of dog food, she said, my God, that was 90p cheaper in that shop. I'm going to think about that when this is over. I'm going to give them business. So she's now plotting it by price. But at the minute, if they've got any in, it doesn't matter what you're paying, you're buying it. Lola's very happy with it, so she was very impressed. That's it for the food. I think Mike's got an order coming next week, but it's very hit and miss what you get. You're not necessarily going to get what you ordered, as was discovered yesterday when I ordered button carrots and received swede. But that was my own fault. I didn't have my glasses on when I tapped yes, I'll have that. To be honest, if I didn't have my glasses on, it could have ended up much worse. Good for the economy at the time. I'm loving that, Jonathan. Now, today, busy day. Why are we on at 6 o'clock? It's a busy day because we were going to have, if you read the email, you'll have an idea. We were going to have this huge end of year party, and we planned it since last May. We announced it all last May, and much earlier in the month. Now, the month seems to have flown by on the one hand and yet changed every day on the other. But I think it was about the third or fourth. And I said to Mike, end of year meal, not happening. And he went, it's weeks away yet. I said, I know, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Mike was more, we'll wait and see. And I said, I'm telling you. I said, and plus the fact, you know, at that point, we weren't trying to think about, should we do it a different way or whatever. It was literally just, I don't think it even entered our mind that we would be under lockdown. It was just, I said to him, I don't think people will want to go out. I really don't. So we had to think about it. And obviously, him being the president of the social group, he has to make the decision. And I said, well, look, I'll stand with you. I'll stand behind whatever decision you make. I said, but I'll be honest, I don't fancy going out. I said, and most of the people in the group are way older than we are. And I don't see that they are going to want to go out either. So very early on, before the first advice to even, you know, maybe think twice about going out, Mike sent out this email and said, you know, we're taking the bull by the horns and we're cancelling it. But we didn't say we were going to replace it with anything else. We just said, we think it's best that it's cancelled. Now, there was a couple of days where it was, we're thinking about it, leave it with us. And people were like, I think it should go on. So all the people that were coming on were saying they thought it should be going ahead, which made the decision all the more difficult for Mike. But I said to him, I'm telling you, the quiet majority are the ones they were thinking, I don't want to go out. But it would put them in a terrible position because they'd be seen as not supporting Mike if they didn't. I said, make their mind up for them, make it easier for them. And the example I gave him was, you've all heard about the Munich air crash because we run the website for it. In the Munich air crash, they tried to take off three times. The first time, they pulled up on the runway and they all got out and went to have a drink. The second time, they all went out and they went off to have a drink. By the third time, I'd be saying, I'm not going. I'm not getting back on that plane. And I have always said that you have to go with your gut. And my gut would have been, I'm not getting back on that plane. One of the players, one of the ones who survived, did an interview. And he did it, he was in his late 80s by the stage he did this interview. He did the interview and he said, do you know what? If one person had have said, I'm not getting back on that plane, or I'm getting off this plane, all of us would have gone. And I said to Mike, why in God's name didn't somebody do that? And Mike said, because no one wants to be the one that stands up and says, I'm getting off. And I said, I would have done. So when it came to this decision and the pressure was, no, let's carry on, let's carry on. We're not letting this ruin the end of our year. I said to Mike, I would. So Mike was in sort of two minds. He thought, like, everybody say they want to carry on. And I said, I'll bet you the second you make the decision, everybody will say to you, you made the right decision. So he sends this email out to about 60 odd people and their wives and partners. And the message unequivocally, not one person said, you've made the wrong decision. Everybody said, you made the right decision. And I said, there you go. They just didn't want to be the one that made it themselves. So for Mike, it was a very, very tough decision because he was ahead of the curve. The curve, that the sombrero that Boris is trying to flatten, that one. He was way ahead of it. But because of that, I said to him about 10 days ago, is there any reason whatsoever with all the technology that we have in this house that we can't run the party live? And Mike went, I'm liking that idea. So DJ Elaine is going to be in the house from 7:30. All our friends are waiting, ready to go, 7:30. We've got requests from them. And of course, you guys are welcome to join us. If you've got nothing else to do or you're only sticking the radio on anyway, stick Brooklyn's 196 on in 1 hour, 13 minutes, when we'll be having music. It will be music. We've got requests. So people, we're going to have some people ringing in is the idea. We've got a message from the incoming, I believe. But basically, it's going to be a fun night of music and having a laugh. You should see some of the songs that have been requested. Oh, lots of them before you were born, Jonathan. Have you ever heard of one called Shut Up Or Your Face by Joe Dolce and the Something Theatre Company? I'm sure if you hear it, you'd recognise it. But that's how it came about. I just said, you know, we can't do the breakfast that we did and we can't do the meal tomorrow. But what we can do is entertain everybody on Saturday night. So that's the plan. So we thought about time wise and we thought if we're going live with you at 7, we're not going to get in till 8:30. And, you know, they're quite old. I see Paul has. It's called Shut Up Your Face. Only it's Shut Up Your Face. Joe Dolce. So yes, it's not I shut up in your face. It's I shut up your face. Let's get it up in Spotify and see exactly what it is called. Where did I put Spotify? Spotify's kicking about. That's not Spotify. This machine's been misbehaving itself as well. Right, let's see it. Because it's spelt very, very funny. That must have two D's in it. There we go. I'm going to try and get the spelling of that. Let me put the spelling in the chat. That's ridiculous. It is actually, it's spelt as you would pronounce it. And that's an A, not a U. Shut up. Ah, U face. There you go. That's it, apparently. Like that. No, hang on. I'm missing the D's. There we go. There you go. So it's not this one. Let me have a look at that link. Let me have a look at that. Let's copy that and stick it in there. Oh, yes. Yeah, that looks like it. Only they've got the name wrong. Let me play it. That's the one. Only he's got the title wrong. It's actually Shut Up Or Your Face. And it's something like an Italian style, as Jonathan will tell you. Almost. That looks like Surface, doesn't it, Paul? Yeah, almost. That's one of the ones we've had requested. So you can see the calibre of the requests that we're getting, can't you? Oh, yes. They're a crazy lot, our gang. But that's what we're going to do. So you are most welcome to join us. From a technology perspective, this is going to be interesting. We're planning on the call-in. So as you guys have done it on Skype, we've got all of that wired up. That's how we did the message that we had recorded earlier. So we've got that up. I'm using the same microphone configuration as I use for everything else. At the other end of things, Instead of sending it to MacBytes, I'll be sending it to Brooklands. At the moment, they're using different servers. So that'll be interesting. But it should work absolutely fine, she said, with complete confidence. So the only difference is it's going to be a much longer show while we play all these songs. We've already got birthday requests. If you guys would like to request something, just let me know, as I put in the email. Just send a pigeon. However, let us know and I'll play something. That's the plan. Luckily, I've done the DJing before. I worked on the principle, how difficult could it be? And the rationale for this was, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but you book somebody for the entertainment and you tell them it's a room full of people of a certain generation and they don't appreciate, you know, loud rock music, level deafening. They don't appreciate it, don't do it. And without exception, they deafen everybody. A lot of these people, in fact, I would say about 80% have got hearing aids on. So the last thing they need is the thing going around the loop and deafening them. Well, for 2 years straight, we got the same DJ. We loved the music. We loved dancing. But the older people didn't. And it was like, can they turn that down? Can they have a quiet area? So when we sorted out that party, the big one last November, I said to Mike, you know, I'd rather spend the money on other stuff and do the music ourselves. And he said, do the music ourselves. I said, leave it to me. How difficult can it be? I had no idea even until the night whether it's going to work or not. But I did it anyway. So since then, I've been known as DJ Elaine. And I kept them entertained for about 3 hours that night on the DJ. So I had my iPad. I hooked it up to their PA system. So luckily, it was an older iPad. I took one of my 12.9 inches, which is the old one that has a socket on it, an audio socket. Does the new one still have that? Let me have a look. That's my 11 inch, isn't it? Does the 11 inch have an audio jack? No, it doesn't anymore, does it? No, it's dongle city. So I didn't bother with that one. I used the older one. Hello, Deb. Hello. Oh, Paul with CDs. That would be more difficult. Wow, that would be difficult. I looked at DJ software and I must admit, I thought this could work brilliantly. But you know, how much effort would I have to put into this and would I have a connection and all the rest of it? So how I actually did it. Hello, Anthony. I actually did it with some Spotify stuff that I'd already put together as audio files. And then I transferred them to the iOS version of VLC and I played them from there. I could take requests on the night and I did. We had a hard stop of 12:30 in the morning. So I finished off with Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. What else did I finish off with? Still got the playlist here. What did I finish off with? The outro, outro, outro. Sweet Caroline, Tina Turner's the best, and the theme from New York, New York. I might do the same today. Don't know. But it did. It worked brilliantly. I was actually swapping to get the overlap that you do. I had Spotify on one side of a split screen and I had VLC on the other. I had it hooked up to their PA. So I got their PA sorted. I had a remote control for the levels of that, which was fine. I had a microphone that was hooked up to their PA. Pretty much that's what I did, Paul, only virtually. Yeah, multiple players hooked up to a component type stereo. I remember doing that. I had two of those. One was a built-in unit, which wasn't totally separate, but the other one that I had was completely separate and you could plug in any bits that you like. So I had it with a deck and a dual tape deck to start with the graphic equalizer separate and the amp. And then when CDs came in, Jonathan, you were minus three. It was 1986 and I bought my first CD. Can anybody remember what their first CD was? My first CD, not my first record, but my first CD was U2's The Unforgettable Fire. I already had the album, but I'd pretty much worn it through. I had that playing all through my A-levels. So I decided that was the first one I was going to get. So I got The Unforgettable Fire and I think I got War as well. Eventually, I replaced all their albums with CD versions. Now, when it comes to playing stuff like that now, I just use Spotify. But I must admit, I do hanker after the quality of a CD. I'm not one of these who goes back to decks, though. Is anybody else? You know, all the crackling and going on and needing to replace the stylus. No, Didn't like that the first time round, not doing that. But CDs, yeah, got a nice soft spot for CDs. But it worked really well. So much so, that saved on the night, I think the total for the DJ the year before was about £700, which meant we could buy other stuff, and we did. We had balloons, and we had balloon pumps, and they made some amazing stuff. We've actually got the photographs to sort out for that this week. I keep saying that to poor Stuart, but I really mean it this week. Should I get time to breathe? And I'll show you all the photographs from that night. That was an amazing, amazing night. So there's the tech side of it. That was how I did it live. Obviously tonight it's live, but it needs to be live online. So just like last night when I was talking about the presenter's toolkit and that what you do live and what you would do in video, and the two are very different. I like to keep video as flexible as possible. Exactly the same with the music, because obviously on the night, if you're live with a face-to-face audience, you can take requests face-to-face and you can just key it up and play it. And obviously I can't really do that tonight. I've got some requests in early, so I can get going with those, but we wanted to provide the ability for somebody to ring in if they wanted to and actually request a song. So that necessitated sorting all the Skype thing out. But then at the beginning of the week, I didn't know I'd be talking to myself while we were doing the Clap for Caring thing, did I? That's how the week's gone. I've tried to push the technology as far as I can to support everything that we need to do. So I'll be using, because you guys have already seen this, you've seen my microphone set up in Audio Hijack, you've seen Skype in Audio Hijack, and you've seen the Matt Bites FM broadcast block. I'm using exactly the same thing with the addition of one extra block, which I can show you next week if you're interested, which is basically I've now got, instead of going out to one radio station, at the moment we're broadcasting to Matt Bites FM, obviously, but later on I'll just be able to turn Matt Bites FM off and turn Brooklyn's 196 on and just carry on with all of the same settings. So I've got some music keyed up in Farago. In case you've forgotten, Farago is the cart system. So I've created a new set in there, and all of the songs and medleys that I'd put together for the ladies' night the last year live, I've put in there. I've got that replicated in playlists in Spotify, so I can choose just one song and play that. So let's see how that goes, basically. But seeing as though everybody is marooned at home, they're all actually getting quite excited about it. We've got two birthday requests and I think an anniversary so far as well. So we'll cover all of that. You've got to push these things, I say, because it would make an interesting blog post. Should I just be able to press stop on the world for 5 minutes and catch up with myself? That's my next goal. That's my next aim. So let me know what you've been doing today. I would say if you've been anywhere nice, but I'm hoping that you've not been anywhere at all and that you've stayed safe. I said to Mike today, is it me or is it quieter outside? And he said, yeah, I think it is. I think people are finally getting the message. I certainly hope they are. Been a couple of people walking past with dogs. Not seen anybody on a bike today. Have seen bikes other days, but I can tell from how quiet it is, there's literally no cars going past outside now. So we're just about hitting the end of, well, we're 6 days in to the official lockdown. We are 13 days into our lockdown. And we are, what's the date? 27 days into Kim's lockdown. Kim isn't with us yet, but she might listen on catch up later. In which case, hello, Kim. I hope you're having a good time with whatever it is you're doing. So yeah, that was today. Not managed to get any food at all. I've got video to edit, got audio to edit, got a live show to do, and at some point be nice to sleep. I'm going to try and get a photo to you that I took off my the intention of taking this screenshot off my phone was actually to get it for the Week at Matt Bites headquarters. So I've got this image. So I'm going to open this image, see if I can just crop it. No, that's not brilliant. No, I need to send it to myself, I think, so I can crop it. But I'm going to get this thing to myself. Find the one. This is going to be yesterday's. What do you call that app? The health thing. Is it called health? The health app. The one with all the circles on it. Those things. It's a screenshot that I've got off there. So if I save it, then open it up on my Mac, I can ping it so I can share it on my Mac. So I'm going to put it in my demo folder and save it. This, when it finally comes through, was yesterday. Now, do bear in mind, that doesn't include the working hours the day before and the day after, i.e. today. Last night, I got 1 hour sleep. So far, if I look at my stats for today, I've got it's 18:29 and my stand hours are 18, which meant I missed one in the night. I must actually have managed to sleep. The activity app, that's the one, not health activity. The one with all the circles. Right, so I've just transferred that up to my Mac. Let's see if I can actually get into that now. Got a sneaking suspicion my machine's rather poorly. It seems to be resizing Windows itself. I have no idea why. I think maybe the Finder needs to kick up its backside. That's happening with me. Do you remember when I talked about the USB? Is anybody else having problems with the USB bus? Basically, stuff just stops responding randomly, completely randomly. It wasn't in the downloads. It was in iCloud Drive. It was in there. Come along today. There's the one. So I'm going to put that up there. Let's do that. And show you my hours yesterday. And I think you can already see the hours for the rest of it. But this is just yesterday because I've not finished today yet, have I? Not finished today. So I'm going to save that. I'll Droppler it if I can. If I can, I'll Droppler it. Because you know, Droppler's in a bit of a mood with me as well. In fact, pretty much all my tech is in a mood with me at the minute. I'd go so far as to say that. Right, let's Droppler that. And all that's happening with Droppler is it's twanging back. Not pleased. Come on. You're usually so stable. But you're not being stable today. I'm having one of those moments. Right, I'll upload it manually to Droppler. Right, upload file. Do it the long way. Why drag and drop it when I can do it the long way? And now you're looking at the desktop and the stuff isn't in the desktop. The stuff is wherever I put it before. Right, we're seconds away, honest. It's just crashed. I do hope you're still hearing me because everything else is crashing. This is chaotic. Oh no, honestly, it did, it crashed. Right, I'm going to do a plan B. I have a plan B that I can do. If I rename that file with today's date and I just put hours, that'll do. I'll take that image, I will put it in my drive. This is the way I actually prefer to do it. If I put that in my drive and I put it in my public folder, I can go straight to it in my public folder. I have shown you this, who remembers? And you can right click and you can get a shareable link. When it's uploaded, you can get a shareable link. So I want my copy link to clipboard. Right. Oh, grandma call. The grandma's very important. You can't leave grandma. I thought I might need a new USB hub, Paul. I've got one hanging off the back on a 12 South shelf. I've got one in a box and I've got one next to me, but it was brand new and it was working fine. If you take that off, you put it somewhere else, it's fine. So the commonality seems to be the Mac. The trouble with the Mac and the USB hub actually started a couple of Mac versions ago. When I had my first Mac, which was a 2006 20-inch iMac, one of the white plastic ones, I wanted to have a lot of storage on it, but not necessarily straight away, so probably heading into 2007. And it was fine. I had drives. I had 21 USB drives hanging off it. They were either 500 gig or a terabyte. So I had a lot of storage. And it was rock solid. It was absolutely rock solid. Since then, it's been anything but rock solid. Like I say, probably started a couple of Macs ago. And it just seems to reboot the USB bus. And I'm not the only one that's got the issue with it. Right, there's the link. That was yesterday's stand hours. Have a look at that. If anyone can beat it, let me know. And it's carried on today. I had 1 hour's sleep last night. And the day before yesterday, I think I got the sum total of 2, possibly even 3. So when I say it's been busy, I said to Tracy, it's been busy. I really mean very busy. That's what it looks like when you're supporting all the clients that are screaming that they now need everything virtual. When you've been telling them for the last 20 years they need everything virtual and they're like, no, that's what it looks like. Shall I put extra care? What solicitors in the UK lawyers call care and consideration. And it's basically a charge of up to 60% for thinking about a case in the bath. That's how it was described to me years ago. What is care and consideration? And it goes on the top of the final bill, and it's for things that haven't been actually billed for individually, basically. That's what it means. Care and consideration. I'm seriously thinking of doing that and billing it out at about 100%. I think that would be fair, don't you? So, last night, and the presenter's toolkit, the virtual presenter's toolkit, did I miss anything that you were interested in? Now, Jonathan has since mentioned designing slides. That's a good call, Jonathan. I have got actually prepped, believe it or not, a whole series on presenting, presentation apps, tools. So there was lots more that I could have talked about. So Jonathan loved it. Right. Was there anything else other than designing the slides? I like the idea that you come up with designing the slides, and you hit part of it head on. Absolutely what I do. I do have the poster with the date on it, but I also have a blank one that I then fill in. But I've taken it a step further than that. And when our clocks go forward tomorrow, I was actually going to take it the full way with a template come theme thing on it. Apple don't make that as easy as they could, to be perfectly honest with you. But I can certainly show you behind the scenes of how I go about putting a show together. Now, last night, I also showed you playing a video and saying how you would get the audio through, which Paul quite liked for Audio Hijack. We're gonna get you there with that, Paul, Audio Hijack. I couldn't work without it. But that show, which was the red slides, because it was Christmas Eve 2018, isn't that 15 lifetimes ago? That one was the first show we actually had a presentation to guide us through the entire show. The original idea was with After Hours, that it wasn't even called After Hours 1, it was called After Hours. We had threatened for 27 Apple events that we don't like the games demos, we don't like this bit, we don't like that bit, and they're basically spoiling our fun, that we want a good old natter and to see what's out there and to demonstrate and stuff. That was what we wanted. So I said to Mike, do you know what, let's just do it. And it was the middle of November 2018. Is that where you found us, Paul? Because I know Jonathan came along from the podcast. Let me know. So we put that show on, and we knew exactly what we were going to do in that one, because we had a new kit. We just got MacBook Air. Mike had got the Surface. So we were just going to unbox, talk about it, share it so people could see it. No, care and consideration is fabulous, Paul. It covers a multitude of sins. Basically, just work out the bill you want, and then whatever the gap is between that and what you could charge is care and consideration. Works well. Works very, very well. So we did the first show, and we were busy doing something else the week after. Probably ladies' night. Not ours, but the year before. But everybody loved it. And that was how come 2 weeks later we did After Hours episode 2. In the weekend in between, Mike and I said, well, I said to Mike, we could do that every week. And he went, are you insane? I said, no, seriously, we could. And we have. We've only missed a couple of weeks. It's been so long. It just feels like that, Paul. You saw a MacBites After Hours on YouTube. We do tend to make them, unless the pre-records, I tend to make them unlisted, only because people tend not to like long shows. And there's lots of decent stuff in there, but we need to take it out. As everyone is telling us, we need to break it out into smaller chunks. So I make them unlisted. But if it's a pre-record, I know what's in it and I know what the timings are before I publish it. So we took the decision with that we would leave pre-recorded shows live. And when we look at the stats as to how many have seen each one, obviously the pre-records get more views because they're actually public. So that was how MacBites After Hours started. By week 6, I said to Mike, what was happening was I had a running order that would be on my desk, or it would be on an application, maybe on an iPad. And it's propped up in front of you. But we knew by then that Notion was going to play a big part in keeping this show on the road. So, because of that, I started putting stuff in Notion. But then I noticed that Thursday, Friday, a lot of information and news came out, and you wanted to see it first. You know, you wanted to, okay, that's what we're going to do. We want to now add this in. And then it was a case of, oh, it's going to take too long to fill that in Notion. And there was a mismatch between the running order that was on your desk and the running order you actually went with. And definitely the running order in Notion bore no relation to it. So I said to Mike, hello, Paul. Sorry, it's earlier. Did say when we dived in, which puts it in the 5 o'clock realm for you. But there is good reason, which I'll explain towards the end. So good that you could get up alarmingly early and join us. Much appreciated. So I said to Mike, do you know what? There's actually a way to do this. And that is to create a presentation that guides you through it. And he's like, that's even more work. And I said, no, it'll work. Even if all you do, and some shows just have the segue slide, the slide that talks you into the next bit, and then it goes to a black slide. Others have a lot more. So when we did the Scrivener one, there was a heck of a lot more slides there. So it usually works out around 120 to 125 slides. I know it doesn't look like you're looking at that many, but when you think how many times I go in and out, there's a black slide for each one of those as well. So that one you saw last night, episode 6, was the first show that we actually had a presentation guiding us through. And the reason it's so important is you throw things in Notion, you throw your research into Notion, your links into Notion, and all of that. But in terms of actually guiding me through the show, I don't particularly want to have Notion sat next to me and work through it. So I actually use the presentation as the guide through the show. Over the time since that very first one, which was Christmas Eve 2018, I refined how it worked. So as Jonathan's been crafty enough to work out, you know, there's always the slide at the beginning and there's always the slide that says this is the next show at the end. I went through a process of dragging in the actual thing from Affinity Designer. And then I thought there's no actual need to do that. So I refined and refined and refined. Now we're over a year on. I'm actually at the point where that could be made into a template. So I will put that down for next week, show you all behind the scenes there. Right. Anthony says, thanks for showing us how to use Zoom. Going to be using it for the first time for a board meeting. You were practicing with yourself and an iMac. We did that today with Mike's mum. Mike's mum was on her PC. Yeah, we need to talk to her about that. She needs to move to a Mac. But she was on a PC and she wanted to know how to use it on the PC. But she also wanted to know how to use it on the phone. And it's much more difficult to talk somebody through using it on the phone because you're not looking at exactly what they're looking at. The first thing that completely threw her, and that's because she doesn't do it often, isn't it? When she came to purchase, you know, for free, the Zoom app, it said fingerprint to purchase or something. And she's saying it's not doing anything, it's not moving. Now, she does have a habit of pushing on the button. She has an iPhone, is it an SE?
A
7 or something like that, small 7. She does have a habit of pushing on the home button. And I keep saying, no, just rest your finger on it. She says she was resting a finger on it and nothing was happening. I said, it is the right finger, isn't it? Did you notice what she said?
It's the left finger.
It's the left finger, which is the one I always use. I said, oh, that's okay.
Bless.
I meant correct finger.
I know what you meant.
I should have been more precise. Anyway, it still wasn't working. So we said, cancel out, go back, let's start again. Anyway, we get it up again and she's got the message, you know, fingerprint to purchase. And she says, I said, are you sure you're only resting it on it? So she said, I am. And it's right over where the fingerprint is. And I looked at Mike and I went, oh my God. So I said, move your finger down to the button and rest it there. She thought when it said put your fingerprint in, it was on the fingerprint thing that was on the screen. They need to make that clearer when I'm trying to support somebody over the phone.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. It's so easy to get out of the habit of using your fingerprints. You know, I said I'd never find a use for Siri, and now I use it all the time.
Yes, yes.
And this face ID thing, not for me. When I go back to my iPad...
He lied.
Yeah, I lied, yes. When I go back to my iPad and I go to the iPhone 7, which I do occasionally, obviously that's not got face ID.
Mm.
That's got fingerprint.
Yeah.
And it's just... a bit strange.
You are totally out of it. I was.
Because I had to install the Zoom app on the iPad yesterday or this morning. And it was just weird using fingerprint ID rather than face ID. Well, you do get used to something so quickly.
You do.
Is what I'm saying.
Yep. And I mean, I actually have three phones. I've got my old iPhone 6 that can't be updated. Now, what I love about that is the App Store works. You know where you go into the App Store and you can see the updates, not 57 options for gaming at the bottom. I actually like that.
I'll tell you what else was funny this morning. When she went into the App Store and said updates, and she had like 50. And I said, no, you don't want to update those. And I thought, like, mother, like, son. Because I've got...
I know, but we don't want her updating anything that could change to the degree
that
she doesn't know how to use it. So we'd update those in batches when we see her. But obviously, at the minute, we're not seeing her. Anthony, anyway, if you've got any questions about Zoom or you want to do the test or anything with a live human, let me know. If I see Zoom once more this week, I mean, Zoom's actually gone through to the weekend, hasn't it? Supporting people. Now, we're not using Zoom tonight, thank God. I can imagine trying to manage all that lot in Zoom. I've explained about the radio and why we're doing it, etc. And I've actually thought, sitting here, it's very similar to how we do an After Hours, isn't it, audio-wise?
The same.
It's certainly virtually identical to how we do MacBytes FM.
I was going to say, it's just like what we're doing now.
Don't like the notification thing you're showing. I don't like it when it interferes in any kind of way, to be honest. I wish they'd stop. I mean, they've now got two options on that App Store for games. They've got the subscription thing and they've got another gaming section. Why can't we just have the updates back? See, if I ruled the world, which the way it's going, I could very well rule the world because I'm not left at the house since I can in living memory. So unless somebody manages to get in, I wonder what the rates of crime are at the moment. I was thinking that the other day. Would you risk breaking into somebody's house?
No, well, I'll tell you what I told you earlier. I'll tell everyone what I told you earlier. For this to make sense, is there a worldwide shortage on toilet roll, or is it just in this country?
Oh no, it's worldwide.
Is it worldwide?
Worldwide panic buying.
Well, yeah. Well, I was taking Lola for a walk this morning, and on my way back around the corner, I passed this car. It was parked up on the half on the road, half on the pavement, as people often tend to do here on side roads. And on the front seat, there was a packet of 9 toilet rolls. And I thought, never mind leaving your laptop on show or your iPad on show. Yeah, the people are going to want that more.
I could well see that those 9 toilet rolls weren't there when they got back. Oh, I've had another text from the priest.
Oh, and I've got some more suggestions for music.
Oh, good. We'll get them in the system we've created.
Do they not realise that with 40 minutes to go, playlist would have been sorted?
We're just going to wing it. We're going to do what we do best, which is wing it. I've got the priest asking how it's going.
Well, if he tunes into Blackman's 196 or MacBytes FM, he can find out.
Does he really expect me to get that up and processed while I'm broadcasting something else?
I mean, just had a Facebook request for some Excel help.
I thought you were going to say from the priest.
Do they not know how busy we are? Right.
I've just sent them. Who saw that picture that I sent? I've just sent them a picture. I'll show it you, Mike.
I'm going to feed Lola her dessert.
Oh, if she's not had dessert, she's going to be very uppity. I've just sent that, Mike. That was how much I worked yesterday. Didn't seem to lie down. No, 24 hours out of a 12-hour stand. That's pretty impressive, that, isn't it? Yeah, that was busy. That was a busy, busy, busy day. Right, you've missed some classical music discussions. Now, what it was, Paul, yeah, I'll go over that now. Right, what we're doing is, if you've had the email, you should have an idea. We were having a huge party this weekend. This weekend marks the end of Mike's year as being president of his group. Hello, Kim. I did send an email, but obviously the email didn't get out early enough, but I did say hello earlier as well. But you'll be able to listen on catch up as soon as I can edit it, which is slightly behind the fact that the priest is now doing the Fandango because his first virtual mass, you'll be able to see our priest, his first virtual mass should be ready. He wants me to process it and get it up there. do you know, I've a good idea just to stick it up there as it is instead of processing it. But I might be able to process it in the half hour that I've got between shows, if I have got half an hour between shows. Okay, let's make a new project so I can tell the priest it's at least underway, that it's dealing with itself. So the plan in the midst of everything else that's going on was it was at the end of year weekend, as far as we were concerned. And we'd got parties planned. Pretty much people tend to have an end of year meal. That's been the thing for the last few years. But we decided we'd do, because our year has been raising funds for the guide dogs. And if we can raise £2,500, we get to name the guide dog. Now, the suggestion is that you give a guide dog. And you know Jane, don't you, Jonathan? Jane's got a guide dog called Fraggle. She's a guide dog trainer, Fraggle the dog. And the one before that, she's got Kirby as well that she looks after. He's a retired guide dog. So they recommend that you name it with two syllables. So I said to Mike, well, that'll work. But all year he's been saying, I want to call the dog Brooke. But I said, well, it'll just have to be Brooklands, won't it? That's two syllables, Brooklands. Brooklands the dog. But we've got to get £2,500 before we can name it. The more money you can donate, the more you like it. I think if you donate basically a kidney, you get to meet the dog, which I would have been well up for. But two and a half and you can name the dog. So that was our goal. So we put on this big extravaganza at the end of the year. So it was going to be breakfast this morning. Then it was going to be a live party tonight at a local hotel, the same hotel we went to for our big bash in November. And then tomorrow we were going to have an end of year meal. And I've just done a whole long explanation that you can hear on catch up about the fact that we took the bull by the horns and cancelled it before Boris had got off his backside, basically. This is why I say I could run the country in my spare time. You know, the 5 minutes that I have every other week. We said, no, it's not fair to expect people to go out. They'll feel pressured to go out and to support us. And it's not safe. It's not safe for them. So we binned it weeks ago, about 3.5 weeks ago. So, hello, Tracy. So what we were doing, we decided, OK, we can't do the breakfast. We can't do the lunch, but we can do the party on the Saturday night. So that's what we're going to do. That's why we're going early with MacBites FM. We are in 38 minutes going live on brooklands196.com. So if you've got nothing else better to do, please feel free to tune in. It's mainly music. The music they've chosen. The only one that's missing so far, and believe you me, someone will suggest it, is Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West. We've got Bob the Builder. Now, all this, I'm guessing, is to do with the jobs people have. We've had, can you play the theme tune to Fireman Sam? So we're not talking classics here. We were discussing earlier, Joe Dolce, Shut Up Here Your Face. That one's been requested. So basically, it's going to be a music party later is the plan. That's the plan, a music party. And it's starting at 7:30. So, well, I've talked through all of the tech for doing it. I'm sure tomorrow on Marooned at MacBites headquarters, I will have even more idea about what worked and what didn't work. But that's the plan. We've hooked up Skype so people can dial in and request. If you would like us to play you something, let us know. Just let me know. Trixie. Aww. Some of them do have odd names. The guy who came and did a talk for us and brought his dog, the dog was called Eaton, which is a lovely name. They're usually named after the companies who donate the money. So I think that was how come Jane, what was Jane's other dog? Oh, gosh. He went over to the Isle of Man in the end. Can you remember, Jonathan? What was her other dog called? Because the one she's got now is Fraggle. And I think Fraggle is a lovely name. I'm wondering if somebody has named it after Fraggle Rock. But Jane's had another one. Oh, her name escapes me. That's shocking. Oh, and it's such a cute name. And it was named after the company. So Brearley, that was it, Brearley. So Brearley went to live on the Isle of Man. And he was named after the company that provided the money for him as well. So yeah, Brooke or Brooks, or maybe Brookland if they need it to be, Brooklands if they need it to be two syllables. What's the URL? The URL for later on is brooklands196.com. So at the moment, brooklands196.com, let's put the whole URL in, is broadcasting Christian music of some description. But trust me, it's going to liven up later because I'm on. And we've got Queen planned and we've got all kinds of other things planned. So at 7:30, if you tune in to brooklands196.com, hello, Deborah, you will be able to hear our party. Now, in between finishing this show and doing that show, I've got to get the priest video uploaded. He's on the hurry up. I've had a text. I don't know why he's on fire all of a sudden, seeing as though it's taken him 2 weeks to get this far. But now it's on fire, so I'd like to tell him it was actually finished. I'm thinking, you know, Mike, let's just upload it. We'll worry about making it look better later. I've no idea what the in and out looks like. I have got Camtasia up, but I'm not doing that while I'm live broadcasting. So he'll have to wait 5 minutes. So that's the plan for tonight. What has everybody else got planned for tonight? Trixie's quite a good name, but it could be a boy. We worked on the principle that Brooke could either be a boy or a girl. Wouldn't matter. So that's where we're going with it. Dog video. I put a picture up that I'd seen on Facebook of a dog. And the rule in the UK is that you can, I think you explained this the other night, didn't you? You can only take a dog out once a day. Well, that's not going to work for Lola for a start. So this picture is a dog looking like he's been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. This look on his face of blind terror. And the caption says, when the police ask you how many times you've been out for a walk today. So basically, all dogs have just got to say, just one, officer, just one. So Lola's been going out in the middle of the night. You bought a sponsor a puppy. Oh, that's so cool. Fletch. I don't see why you couldn't have Brooke. No, I don't. Well, we'll see what they say. But that was the idea of putting on the entire weekend to make sure that we raised every last penny that we could heading into the end of the year. So that was the plan. So how was Lola on a walk, Mike?
She was fine. She was trying. I was trying to keep her 2 metres away from the other dogs.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Did she manage to slip her harness tonight?
No.
No. See, harness, she's fine. Collar, not so much. Devious little minx. She loves rolling in mud and eating twigs. This is the problem. Yeah. And she can get out of a collar like Houdini. This is why we've put her in a harness. She's not mastered escaping the harness. Maya did. We bought Maya something called a Haltie. Do they have that in the States? Does anybody know? It's basically like, it's not a collar. It's sort of, it's like webbed strapping and it's formed into a shape that goes over the snout. And the idea is, as long as they don't pull, it doesn't tighten. But if they start to pull, it tightens on them. So the idea is it stops them, that it teaches them that it's not a good idea to pull. So we got this thing on. We read all of the instructions. Now, at this stage, it was a baby one for Maya. He was literally about 14 weeks old. And we did all the instruction thing. They can't get it off, according to the instructions. So I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying to Mike, I'm not confident. I said, let's just put another lead on his collar, just in case. You know, just in case. And we put it on him. Our road, as we've said before, is very short. There's 8 houses on it, so 4 on each side. We got to the corner of the road and it was off. I said to Mike, that worked well. There's 15 quid we'll never see again. We couldn't let him walk on that. He just... ridiculous. Without a garden, how are you supposed to force a dog? I know, Tracy. And I so feel for people who live in flats. Luckily in this country, I would say we're more houses than flats. But people do have dogs and live in flats because you can get in and out all day. And now you can't. They do actually make dog nappies. I know. We've never, fortunately, been in a position to have to use a dog nappy for the dog. They've got little holes in it that you put the tail through. It's criminal, isn't it? Shouldn't be allowed. Oh, you're singing to Kiva, poor Kiva. we've got a friend and they've got a cat and all 3 of them work. So they all live in the same house. It's mum, dad and a daughter. And all 3 of them work. So the lady and her daughter leave work about 7 o'clock. The husband works part-time, but he's out of the house most of the day. And all three of them have been home for the last 12 days. The poor cat is being driven crazy. So I keep sending them memes about cats. Today she sent me a picture and it was the cat all curled up on the sofa looking completely fed up. So I put a caption on it and I sent it back. And the caption said, "Please God, let this be over soon." Oh dear, poor cats. There's cats everywhere crying. The dogs are pretty happy. What's going on? Keith would never go for a nappy. Oh, Mayo would have gone mental. He'd have gone mental. Know that for a fact, because once, I'm sure we mentioned this, he cut his foot and he had to keep it clean and dry. So every time he wanted to go in the garden, he wasn't allowed out for a walk, which meant he suddenly developed the need to go toilet, to go potty about 50 times a day. Funny that, isn't it? And every time he went out, we had to wrap his foot up. So what we were using, I mean, plastic bags weren't great. They were just ripping. But what we used was we'd got him lots of treats for Christmas and they were in like plastic, little plastic stockings. So we'd put his foot into one of these plastic stockings and tie it on. I wish you could have seen his face. He didn't even want to go out into his own garden wearing this thing on his foot. He was very, very independent. There's no way he would ever go for anything like that. He was such a proud little dog. Yes, there was no way that was happening.
Phil's suggestions all have a coronavirus connotation.
Oh, good grief. Good grief, Kim, 5 inches. You're frightening Mike now, because sooner or later he's going to have to do that.
Do what?
Read that last comment. You know the clippers she got for Kiva? She's been practising, lost 5 inches of her own hair. That's scary.
Yeah, I'll be doing my... I'll take a before and an after.
Oh, absolutely. You're not getting away without that. I'm going to be there watching. So Paul's got a thunderstorm. Today's not been as nice here. It's sort of rainy. It's cold and it's sort of heading to rain. It doesn't go in the yard. We'll only go when we walk. It is. But I think people have been fairly sensible with dog walking, to be honest. I would say the dog walkers have been one of the more sensible groups in society. Yeah, I think they have too. Totally agree. I agree with you. Right. Okay, then. So it is now what? 7:01 over here. So if you will be kind enough to let us go, we will use the next 28 minutes and counting to sort the priest video out. Honestly, now it's a rush job. And get ready for our live show on Brooklands 196. As I say, you are more than welcome to join us. It's going to be a complete riot. We've no idea of what's happening and when it's happening. But when we get it done, you'll know.
We had plans that it would be.
Oh, we had plans, all right. But, you know, best laid plans, etc. We don't say any more than that. Best laid plans. So it is good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And I should actually say we will be back tomorrow, but at the usual time, for which the Australians will be incredibly grateful. So it will be tomorrow night at 7:00 UK time. But we'll send you a mail earlier. But read the mail. Because we're changing our clocks tonight, we are going forward to British summertime, which will alter when it actually is. So is it live? How fun is it live? It is live, Kim. You will be able to find it at brooklands196.com. And it's going live in 27 minutes. brooklands196.com. There you go. So feel free to join us. Ping us on Slack with anything you want to hear, etc. And follow along. But do keep in touch while we're actually doing it. It would be good to have our Mac biters there. It would. Excellent. Right, so as we've always said goodbye, we will be back tomorrow, but do keep an eye on the time and date in the email because it keeps changing, doesn't it? But tomorrow, once we've done that, we're sorted till October, I think. So short of any other crises
when it's
appearing.
Not just Tracy.
Short of anything appearing we're not expecting, that'll happen. So we're off to have some fun after we've done... about 17 hours work in the next 26 minutes. And other than that, we will see you tomorrow if we don't see you in Brooklands. Good night, guys.